Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in the mountains of North Carolina at the Grove Park End, and I'm with Dave Snedeker, who is the Division Merchandise Manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart and also the president of the NFA. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Good to be here. So you guys come to some pretty nice places. How did you pick this Grove Park Inn?
It was just a recommendation from some of the members. They really like it here, and it's very beautiful.
I mean, this is the gateway to the Great Smoky Mountains. It's a beautiful place to be. But unfortunately, we're having what they call dogwood winter, aren't we?
That's right. It's pretty cold here.
Just a real quick remind our listeners, the National Floor Covering Alliance is a group of retailers. How many in your group now?
There's 42 members.
Yeah, 42 members. You have to be doing about $10 million a year in sales, and so it's kind of the elite group of retailers in the flooring business, right?
That's right. That's the way we like to think of it, yes.
And so you get together twice a year, usually at nice places. You just had your meeting this morning. One of the things you do when you come together with, as a group, is you go through what you call a two-minute drill. People tell you about how their businesses are doing and some of the things that they're focused on. Give me kind of a rough summary of that, if you would.
Okay. So most of the membership, vast majority of the membership, is up for the year, anywhere from 3 to 15%. We talked about product mix and how the product mix is changing. You're getting a bigger percentage of hard surfaces now than you used to have. And we talked about vendors that we would like to see in our program that we don't currently have any type of commitment with. And then we talked about what it was that kept people up at night and some of the issues that they, you know, the big issues that maybe we could help address as an organization.
Mm-hmm. And a few of those, I heard direct internet sales are some. Obviously, this issue between whether you're installers or contractors or employees is another one. Availability of good salespeople is another one. And on this comment you made a minute ago, it sounds like some people are wanting vendors on the upper end scale of pricing, right?
Well, I think in the broadlooms categories, I think that's one of the things that we're seeing kind of a shift to is better goods. There's less carpet being put in a house, but it's typically better goods that's being put in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, more pattern goods, higher end goods, even some wools today.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other issues that I missed?
It's really the two main things other than the installation part of it. The two main things are hiring good salespeople, direct sales on the internet, being competitive on the internet.
Are all 42 of your members at this meeting?
No. One member was out ill and isn't available. So we have 41 here.
Is there any other news as far as you pursuing any other members?
We've got one member that we're going to be looking at, a potential member for the fall.
Okay. All right. And where are you going this fall?
It's in Aruba. This is our 25th anniversary coming up, and so we're going to celebrate it there.
Just a quick summary, your members are up between 3 and 15%. The difference in that range, is it based on where they are geographically?
No, I didn't get a sense of that. It's really, I think, more about controlling the installations part of the business and kind of how they're situated as far as how the builder areas are in their particular markets. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, you know, anybody that had a stronger builder market going on, they seemed to be faring better.
That makes sense because as we look at the different sectors, the builder sector is one of the strongest, isn't it?
It is still one of the strongest. And there's certain markets that it's just not doing well in. But for the most part, it's still pretty vibrant everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, let's move to your organization. You opened this huge store. I think I was with you actually about a year ago last week. At a big event, you know, where Warren Buffett came and you were opening the Texas store. Talk about how Nebraska Furniture Mart's doing.
We're doing great in the market. You know, what's really going on is right now is developing the rest of the land around us. So there's 7 restaurants that's open. There's 3 more coming. One of the hotels will be up and open pretty quickly, and there's a second one on the way. So it's developing, and as it develops around us, you know, our business continues to increase.
Dad, but you've had just a little bit of bad news, and actually you're not going to be able to stay for the rest of the meeting. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, that was in our Omaha warehouse last Sunday morning. We had a small fire, and the sprinkler system was able to contain it until the firemen got there, but we had a lot of smoke damage in the warehouse, and so we're pretty busy now trying to figure out everything that we need to do to put us back in business again. Over 500 customers were affected over a 2-week period in pickups and installations, so we got a lot of work to do.
Do you hold a lot of inventory, or are you, like most people, you know, just you bring in a little bit just kind of just in time?
No, we're a very, very heavy stock product, and the warehouse was pretty full.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not good news. All right, so you have to go and deal with that. So talk about the rest of this meeting. I know you had your membership meeting today. Tomorrow is the opportunity for vendors to be with members in an activity day, and then the next day is the 20-minute dating session, right?
Yeah, that's our speed dating session. That goes on Wednesday. Tomorrow's an activities day. We're hoping that we don't get rain, but we've got a good plan, an alternate plan in case we do. And hopefully it'll stand by until all of our activities are done.
Mm-hmm. One last question, either for the group or within your own organization. This shift we've been seeing from soft surface to hard surface, we're continuing to see that trend?
It's ramped up. It's amplified. Over the last 6 months, the shift is much bigger than it was.
Dave, this shift from soft surface to hard surface, what does that mean to your members?
Well, one of the things that's really important is as you shift from a soft surface category to a hard surface category, as a general rule, you're going to make less gross margin, which is going to affect the bottom line. It's going to affect your product mix and your gross margin mix overall. And, you know, that's something that's got to be, you know, first and foremost in everybody's mind. Their gross margins could take a tumble this year as they sell more hard surface goods.
Okay, Dave, well, I appreciate you being with me and giving me this time, since you're going to have to leave this afternoon to go back to deal with this fire in one of your warehouses. Again, been talking to Dave Schnitaker, who's Group Merchandising Manager over flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart and the president of the NFA, from the Grove Park Inn in North Carolina, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.